3 A.M. with God by Axel Knight. The following is a preview from Chapter 2. Chapter 2, You Just Have to Try. Another night, of course not the first or the last, stuck in the same situation. I don't know if it was Tuesday or Thursday or what had happened that day, but I do remember it was past 3:30 in the morning, and I was sitting on the edge of my bed, my head in my hands. I hadn't cried. I wasn't panicking. It was worse. I was frozen solid, motionless. On my desk, just a few feet away, was a mountain of unpaid bills, overdue invoices, and the hospital bill for my newborn son, who had been born just a few weeks earlier. For weeks, I'd been asking myself how I was going to pay each one of those receipts. I knew I had to do something, that there must be something I could do. Every time I looked at the bills and tried to think of a solution, more questions swirled in my head instead of answers. One of them was as obvious as the total of those overdue invoices. What will happen if I fail again? It wasn't just about finding a solution. For me, it was about the smallest sign of a beginning, projects, conversations I'd avoided, costly decisions. Everything crashed against the same wall. That night, watching the streetlight filter through the blinds, I realized something. I wasn't afraid of failure itself. I was afraid of failing and of what others might say. We rarely say it out loud, but it's always there like a thief on payday. It's the silent question hiding behind every postponed desire, every half-written project, and every plan that never takes off. We don't always call it fear. Sometimes we make up all kinds of excuses, waiting for the perfect moment to step forward, or, to put it more honestly, we're simply not ready to face the present. That lie says you're not enough. Not yet. Not until you're more effective, until it's flawless, until you're sure you can't mess it up. The truth is, perfection is a moving, ever-changing target, and it's far enough away to keep you frozen right where you are. Perfection is not a goal. It's a prison whose doors are wide open, yet you never find the courage to walk out. The fear of failure doesn't paralyze us. It's the fear of not being good enough while we fail. We don't want to hit rock bottom. We don't want to look foolish. We just don't want to be judged. So, we wait. And wait. And wait. And in that waiting, we let our doubts define us in silence. The farmer who waits for perfect weather never plants. If he watches every cloud, he never harvests. Ecclesiastes 11:4. The truth is, God doesn't call perfect people to speak to others. He equips them in the process. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. He's waiting for a surrendered heart, not a perfect version of you. Someone willing to say, "I'm afraid, but I'll try anyway," because courage isn't the absence of fear. It's the determination to move forward through Him. Jesus never promised a life without failure. He promised His presence in it. Peter, in the middle of the storm, stepped out of the boat knowing he might sink, because it was better to walk toward Jesus on the water than to stay dry in the boat. Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" Matthew 14. Every time I remember that passage, I think a lot about Peter. Not Peter the apostle, the one who preached sermons and performed miracles, but Peter that night, in that stressful moment on the boat in the middle of the storm. He walked a few seconds, a few steps, As soon as he felt the wind, he doubted and began to sink. And here's what moves me most. He didn't sink completely. He managed to cry out, "Lord, save me." Jesus grabbed his hand. He didn't let him drown. Peter wasn't perfect. He was a hesitant beginner. His soaked feet, his few seconds on the water, were more real than those who stayed dry inside the boat. That night, sitting on my bed, I understood that God isn't looking for perfect walkers. God looks for people willing to get their feet wet. Failure isn't the enemy. Staying still is. Of course, starting something is terrifying. Beginnings are scary, but they don't have to be perfect. They don't have to make sense to others. They only have to be honest. Your first video, your first presentation, your first painting, your first book, your first speech, your first project, your first piece of content. It's your effort to begin. It has to be sincere, because that's where the power of the decision to start lies. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Zechariah 4:10. God blesses movement. He breathes through the struggle. He shows up when you move. So, what if you fail? You learn, you get up. You dust yourself off. You try again with more knowledge, grace, and depth. Failing is not the end in God's kingdom. It's fertilizer. It softens the soil. It strengthens your roots. It teaches you things you would never learn in your comfort zone. That failure didn't take away my authority. It gave it to me. It taught me to walk with people from the place of failure, not from theory. Sometimes God allows mud to cling to our hands so that later we can guide others with scars, not with titles. This is not about being unafraid. It's about having a strong faith, even in spite of fear. Let go of the need to be brilliant before you begin. God isn't impressed by perfection. God is moved by obedience. You don't have to be ready or know everything. You just have to try. I don't remember what time I went back to bed that night, but I do remember that before that, I did something. I got up, went to my desk, and sorted through all the bills and papers. I separated the most overdue invoices by months and amounts. I didn't know how I was going to face even the smallest of those bills, but that was my first step onto the water. I didn't walk, I only wet one foot. The water was ice cold and real, and I was awake, and for an instant, the terror disappeared. The solution didn't come that night, but that night, I learned something no book had ever taught me. God doesn't wait for you to be perfect to start walking beside you. He walks on the water right next to your fear. And if you sink, don't worry. His hand is already on its way. You don't have to face the 3 a.m. alone. Get the full book at axelknight.org or on Amazon.